This is a podcast from Patriots.com. For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com. Now, Cheerleader Chit Chat with Lori Baranski.
Hi, I'm Lori Baranski, and welcome to another Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. Today we have brought to you Dina Yap. Hello, Dina.
Hi, Lori. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Feels like forever since you've been here.
I know.
I love it when you come in. You're so nice.
Thanks. You too.
So Valentine's Day just passed. How was it for you? Did you have a good one?
It was awesome. Yes, my boyfriend was so wonderful. Left me flowers at my place and had a big stuffed animal for me. It was great. It was such a great surprise.
Oh, so happy for you. Did you guys go out to dinner?
Yes, we went to a wonderful, nice, romantic dinner and had a great time.
I hope everybody out there had a good Valentine's Day as well. I obviously got my full of chocolate. Always do. It's always a good time.
You have to have chocolate on Valentine's Day.
How can you not?
Right.
It's like the one free day of just eat as much chocolate as you possibly can.
Yes, so therefore you must.
And now it's after Valentine's Day, so all the chocolate's like 90% off. It's like, shovel it in.
Yes. Are you a dark or milk?
No, I'm milk. I like milk chocolate.
Dark chocolate's good for you.
Yeah, that's why it's really bad that I like milk chocolate. Why, do you like dark chocolate?
I love dark chocolate.
Really?
That is my
favorite. I don't like it at all.
Turtles, I love.
What about white chocolate? Do you like white chocolate?
I do, but I like the dark better, so.
Yeah, I'm I like truffles. Truffles are my absolute, like, downfall.
I like any nutty ones, mainly pecans and caramel.
Pecans are good. Pecans are very good. Anyways, so Valentine's Day was fun.
Yes.
Hope the girls had a blast. Yes. Did you guys have practice around the time, the week of?
We had it on Thursday, but so we're not having Tuesdays anymore. So
oh, good.
Thursdays, yep.
Good, good.
Yeah.
Good to hear. An amazing season.
Oh, my gosh.
So proud of you guys. So proud of the Patriots.
Amazing. It was just such an unforgettable season. It's going to go down in the history books forever.
Forever. And those pictures will last you a lifetime.
Yes.
So, anyways, today we're going to talk about how, if you're trying out for the actual Patriots cheerleaders, how it's about time you get your butt in gear.
Mm-hmm.
Plain and simple. And you got to start conditioning yourself. It's right around the corner. In March, I believe, is the actual audition workshop, correct?
That's right. That's right.
And at the end
first
of...
weekend.
Is it at the end of March that tryouts are actually being held, or is it the first week of April or something?
I think it's right at the end of March because, right, we need to get it done.
Yeah, because
in
then you guys
right
are
away
going to your calendar shoot.
Exactly. It's so fast.
Yeah, because
so
the 2008 cheerleaders are headed to
Punta Cana again. Yes.
Awesome.
Oh, my gosh. New resort, so it should be amazing.
That is awesome. So, conditioning things. People need to start running.
Yes, they definitely need to start running. Get that cardio up there.
You just have to. I hate running. I absolutely hate it.
I agree with you. Break it up. That's what my best recommendation is. What one of my favorite ones that one of the girls on the team recommended, Quinn, she said, do 10 minutes. 10 minutes is all you have to commit to on the treadmill. But what you do is run as hard as you can. Try to put it on 10 for the first 1 minute. And then you can stop, jump off the thing, or just keep pressing the button to go down. But you can literally stop for another minute, and then the next minute just go hard again. So you're really running hard for 5 minutes. But you'll cover a huge amount of distance, and you're really, really working your cardio. And when you think about it in your head, logically, that's like, what, 3-4 songs that you're really going through?
Right.
That's it.
Right, that's how I do everything is by songs.
Yes, yes, I do too.
Seriously.
But I get so bored running. So when you do it like that, you're constantly thinking every minute. And then when you're running like that, if you can watch TV or listen to a song or something like that, then you won't have to think about that you're actually running. The minute goes by so fast. So
right. And the way that you're saying it, I've actually read it in magazines before, that you burn more calories when you start and stop type deal.
Yeah.
When you allow your body to rest and then wake it up by running fast again.
Yes. And it's
and it
close,
makes sense.
Yeah. And it's close to what we do because we dance really hard for about a minute and then we're relaxing and then the next dance is about a minute. So what you're doing is training your body to be used to what
a dancer's, for a Patriots cheerleaders at least, would actually do.
Exactly.
Right. What else do you think people need to do? I would suggest drinking a lot of water. Get your skin nice and vibrant.
Oh, yes. Make sure you get sleep because you cannot get out there if you're nervous or, you know, not getting, you're stressed. Whatever it is, you're not going to be able to focus and you need to be able to do that. So get a lot of sleep.
I completely agree. A huge misconception, I think, is that people need to be rail thin to be on the Patriots cheerleader squad, and you do not need to.
No.
So please eat correctly. You know, if you want to cut down on the snacks, on the junk food, that's perfect because that helps out your skin, essentially. Mm-hmm. But you always want to make sure you're eating healthy and getting enough of energy into your body so that you can actually try out.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants a girl that's going to pass out in the middle of a dance.
Exactly. And another good, you know, if you eat often, eat
right.
5 times a day. But
that's
eat,
the best way.
Pick up fruit, pick up, you know, whatever good healthy snacks that you can. But you're constantly eating and you're just, your metabolism is going even better.
That's how it works. It's like a fire. You keep feeding your metabolism and it keeps burning it.
That's right.
But other good things is just to put on the music and let yourself dance just so you can kind of get in the groove of the actual music. Because all the routines are choreographed to music.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to learn the beats. And if you're not a dancer, that could be kind of a challenge for yourself. Mm-hmm. But it's easy to accommodate too. I mean, it's easy to pick up and hear the beats and the counts.
Right. But I think another good thing, especially along the lines of the dancing, go take a class that you've never taken before.
Oh.
I've never taken ballet, and that would scare me
we
so
should do it.
Much. But I would go just because what you're doing is forcing yourself to get used to walking into a situation that you're scared of, that you're not familiar with, and then getting yourself accustomed to it. So take a hard, advanced hip-hop class or take some crazy salsa class that you're not used to.
Plus, it's so much fun.
Yes, it is so much fun. Afterwards, you leave feeling great, and then you're already preparing yourself for that situation of
I don't know what you're doing.
Exactly.
Right, of course.
Exactly.
Plus, you'll burn extra calories by taking that class.
Uh-huh.
It's a
meet
form
some new
of
people.
Workout. Yeah, there's only ups in that situation.
Exactly.
Definitely. So if you did sign up for the audition workshop, it is very helpful. You will learn everything that you need to know and to expect for tryouts.
Mm-hmm.
But if you did not sign up and maybe you missed the cutoff point or whatever,
or if you're from out of town and you can't get in.
Right, because you were in that situation last year.
Yes.
You didn't miss any secrets. There's nothing that you can't be told by researching it on the website, listening to the podcast. They're all in the library that you can actually go back and listen to.
Mm-hmm.
But like we said, another good thing is you want to stretch.
Yes. Take yoga, Pilates, stretch on your own, whatever it is. But be ready for splits.
Kicks.
Be ready for kicks. Kicks are, that's what you mentally need to prepare yourself.
Yeah. Yes, mentally prepare yourself and bring some ibuprofen and some Tylenol. No, it's fun. It's fun.
It is a great workout.
And
practice kicking. That would be
yes.
It's fun. Do it to some fast music and then you'll be ready
kick
for
kicks. Kick as high and as fast and pretty as you can.
Yes, yes.
You know, we joke that it's such a workout and stuff, but when you sit back and you look and you're like, wow, I can really do that.
Oh, yeah.
I can really dance for an hour straight if I want to.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
It's
you can really do 6 sets of 8 kicks, high kicks, if you really wanted to. If you're ever like in the park and you're like, I really want to do 6 sets of 8 right now.
Yep.
Yeah. I can.
And it's nice when someone's there with you because then they push and you push each other, because when you're by yourself, you might be like, I might not do these last set of 8 very well, but do it with someone else. It would be fun.
That's right.
And practice smiling. That's
huge
thing that people forget. So when you're doing your 6 sets of 8 kicks, make sure you're smiling the whole time.
Right. And we do not do any faces, like chair faces. We don't do those. So it's a plain, pretty smile. You do not want to do faces. They will take off points if you do faces. So that's something you do want to look in the mirror and make sure you're not in so cheer mode that you're doing your vowels with your lips, because we don't do that.
Yeah.
But for those of you that are unable to try out, maybe you're under 18, still in high school, still in the basketball season right now, which is always exciting, cheering for basketball because you are right in front of your fans on the basketball court. But you cheered for the NBA.
I did.
For the Bulls?
I cheered for the Bulls for 3 years.
Right. So how was it? Well, how is it compared to football?
It was awesome. It's completely different because
right.
the sport is so different. We're sitting right there. The players run right into us. You know, the referee's right there. We can talk to them. It's so much different. And you're on a wooden floor. So
right.
you can do
anything,
whatever dances you want. And your elements are completely different. You're inside, so you can wear whatever you want, do whatever
right.
you want. You don't have snow, you don't have boots, but I mean, that's what's awesome about both. It has two
right.
totally different feels.
You can
to
look
it.
At it as a pro or as a con.
Exactly.
The surface
exactly.
and the environment. Right.
Exactly.
Now, do you have any tips for girls, I don't know, that are probably close to the end of their basketball season and maybe they're just doing the same routines over and over again because, you know, you only practice maybe once or twice a week. You can only fit so much in a practice.
Exactly.
Do you have anything that they could switch things up with?
I think what would be great is try to a new song. That's always fun, and you never know. It could work so well, and maybe you have to change two different 2 8 counts or something like that, or 1 count here and there. But that would be tons of fun. Change up the outfits. Just make it funky. Change your style. Because even what you wear reflects on how you dance.
Dance,
if you,
of course.
If you're wearing something that you love and you are, just feel so strong in it, you're going to dance better. You're going to feel better about it. Change that up. Change up formations. Anything like that.
Little things make a huge difference.
Oh, yeah.
Like you were saying about changing the songs. The girls will love a change in song.
Uh-huh.
The fans.
The fans don't know.
No, they have no idea.
No clue.
Maybe your mom knows, but I think that's about it. It's just your mom.
Right. They're like, did you do that last cha-cha to the other one? No, that was a totally different dance.
Right. And about the outfits.
Yeah.
Now, if your school doesn't have enough money to provide that, you can all agree, we're going to wear black jazz pants today. And maybe you need a t-shirt and you can cut it up and tie-dye or spray paint it, whatever.
Yes, and or do the colors. Like I used to always say that with my teams, the Destiny's Child look. They wear, you know, red and white all the time, or blue
but
and black.
20 different versions of it.
Exactly, and it looks so good on the court because you're still matching in some sort, but everyone's different in their own way, and it lets you get your creativity out as well.
Yeah, I definitely agree. You can throw a bow in the hair. You can try wearing your hair down. I mean, if you're not a very stunting kind of cheer.
Right.
I know it's very hard to dance with your hair down. It's something that takes a lot of practice, but you can try it.
Oh, yeah.
That would make practice interesting.
Right, right, exactly.
So those are very good ideas. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
That was fun. Well, I guess that's going to about wrap it up for this podcast. Thank you once again for joining us. You're always so helpful with
Thanks
such great ideas. Everybody loves hearing from you.
Thanks, everyone.
If you have a question for Dina or myself, please write into today@patriots.com. Thank you once again, Dina, and thank you guys for listening. Until next time, we'll see you on the sidelines.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and patriots.com.